interview with Tito in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Indians Warm Up, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Indians opening a series at Wrigley Field in Chicago tonight. Before we get to that, Tito, a tough one yesterday. It looked like 2-0 at the rainout or the rain delay that you had things set up nicely to get to the bullpens, but sometimes this game just doesn't work out the way you think, does it?
Yeah, I mean, after, you know, Kluber had thrown, I think, 69 pitches, he simulated an inning. Then he was going to go simulate another one. Okay, that gets you up to 100, and we've sat for 2 hours. That didn't seem to make any sense to us, so we went and talked to Klubs. We started Atchot with a clean inning, and before you know it, you know, we're down a lot. And it's unfortunate. Seems like right now, you know, when Atch makes a mistake, it's with the off speed, and when he leaves it up, they haven't just been getting hits. They've been driving the ball out of the ballpark. And I thought his fastball had better finish to it. Now we just got to get that breakable down where, you know, he can be that guy that really helps us.
A bright spot is your young shortstop on his in his first day in the big leagues gets his first major league hit, Francisco Lindor. So there's a little bright spot, and how do you view that for him?
You know, we're always trying, Rosie, on any day to find a bright spot. That's part of, I think, what our job is. And, you know, I thought it made sense to let him, especially because he was traveling yesterday, let him watch the game. We got him in there to pinch hit, and then he ended up, you know, having one at-bat from the right side, one at-bat from the left. And I would think that would help the nerves because we all know they're going to be there. And then when he plays today, you know, I know though he'll be nervous and he'll be excited, but that should help him get acclimated into what we're trying to do so he can get in the mode of helping us win as opposed to having everything be his first.
And in today's day and age, fans know all about this guy, and I think prospects are probably hyped more than they used to be. How do the veterans welcome him in? He seems to be a pretty modest kid, and how does that work for the veterans on the club?
Well, I think their antenna goes up, I think, when guys, you know, come in, you know, or new. I told Francisco, like I tell everybody else, the best way to be accepted in our clubhouse is to, when the veterans know that you care about winning, when that's your priority, you'll be accepted and you'll belong really quick. And that's what I tell all the young guys, because that's the most important thing when you get to this level.
Now you open up a series with the Cubs, interleague. Been a while since the Tribe has played Chicago. They've had some down years, but they seem to be tipping the scales back in the other direction. This is a team with a lot of young talent, isn't it?
You know, when Theo and Jed came over here, everybody kept asking me, because I knew them so well, you know, my opinion. And I was pretty consistent with my answer. It was they were too hardworking and too smart not to figure it out. And it may have been a little slower than maybe Theo wanted, but you know, his pure, he had got such enjoyment out of building a farm system, and my goodness, did they do that here. And now, you know, they go out and get Lester, and they got Joe Maddon, and things are falling into place. And I know that Theo, this is what he really, truly enjoyed.
And they're doing some things to the ballpark here that I know is going to increase the revenue stream. Seems like everything's lining up just the way they want it.
Yeah, I took a walk out there today, and a lot like Fenway, I know they I think Janet Murray Smith had a lot to do with the redoing the ballpark, you know, having the amenities that fans love, but also having the old style feel of the ballpark, not losing that. And I think they've done a really good job and continue to.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned. More to come from Wrigley Field in Chicago after this on the Indians Radio Network. And for tomorrow in 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute. It's brought to you by DraftKings.com. Indians in Chicago, a 4-game series, 2 here in Chicago, then 2 back home with the Cubs. And Terry Francona, you're back in the area where you see your former general manager, Theo Epstein, and I know you guys had a great run together in Boston. Nice to see him again.
It always is. You know, people ask me so often, because Theo's a pretty high-profile, you know, general manager or president, whatever he is now. And I say, you know, for us to be together for 8 years and survive that together, that's probably the best way I can describe that we had a pretty good relationship. Because, you know, we both got after each other a few times. I mean, I don't know how you don't, but the pressure cooker that was in Boston, we made it together. And to me, that was the ultimate compliment to him, because I'm sure he saw me at my worst at times there, because that's a tough place.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Indians Radio Network.